AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Biden says it's too early to tell the full account of the damage in Florida from Hurricane Milton.
We know life-saving measures did make a difference. More than 80,000 people followed orders to safety to safely shelter last night. And we've had search and rescue teams at the ready.
At least five people have died. Flooding is a big problem. There's also damage from numerous tornadoes. Tampa Mayor Jane Castor says they dodged a bullet.
It's going to be a lot quicker than the worst case scenario. If Milton had hit on the north side, we would have been in dire circumstances.
Campaigning in Detroit, former President Donald Trump praised the relief effort of Republican governors in states hit by Milton and Helene.
The federal government, on the other hand, has not done what you're supposed to be doing, in particular with respect to North Carolina. They've let those people suffer unjustly.
President Biden again criticized Trump's storm response comments.
Lives are on the line. People are in desperate situations. Have the decency to tell them the truth.
Milton has weakened to a hurricane force extratropical low and moved off Florida's east coast. The Lebanese military says at least 11 people were killed in Israeli airstrikes that hit two different areas in central Beirut. The second strike collapsed an entire building. A judge set May 5th as the trial date for Sean Diddy Combs. He's facing federal sex trafficking charges in New York. The Justice Department says TD Bank will pay about $3 billion.
TD Bank pled guilty to multiple felonies, including conspiring to violate the Bank Secrecy Act and commit money laundering.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says TD Bank created an environment that allowed financial crimes to flourish. This is AP News. Jobless claims last week hit the highest rate in more than a year.
They jumped by 33,000 to 258,000, the most since August 2023. Analysts say it's likely not because of a broader job market softening, but rather because of the Boeing machinist strike and Hurricane Helene. They note big jumps in unemployment benefit applications across states Helene most affected, including Florida, the Carolinas, and Tennessee. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Third quarter earnings fell more than 25% at Delta Airlines, which struggled to overcome a global technology outage that led to thousands of flight cancellations and indications growth in air travel is beginning to slow. The airline says it will return to year-over-year earnings growth in the October to December quarter. Delta figures to benefit from a pullback in flying by lower-cost companies. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.